Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. Bob Getty, Kelly Sanner, Graham Crawford, we're all here with you in Oak Grove. Later in the program, we're going to be hearing from Dema Mixon. He's out on campus. It's media day for Southern Miss football. Got a former basketball player everybody's going to recognize. He's in the studio with us. We're going to bring him on in just a few minutes, and we're going to start the show off with our good friend Lee Robert to do some football analysis. I want to remind you about the opening segment of the show, sponsored every day by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to have a good meal tonight with your wife and kids or to tailgate this weekend. Give them a call. Not too late. Dickie's can get you set up. Jacksonville State in town this weekend. Golden Eagles coming off a disappointing loss to Louisiana Tech. We bring Lee Robert, who does the color analysis for the radio network, onto our show every Tuesday. And Lee, I don't want to dwell too much on the past because I do want to get your thoughts about the upcoming game. And I do have a quarterback question I want to ask you. But just real quickly, give us your overall take. And I'm sure, like all of us, you were a little disappointed in the outcome.
No, I was really disappointed. I knew going in, obviously, that Louisiana Tech was a team that was much better this year. They were under, fourth year now under their head coach of Sonny Cumbie. And, so I knew this was going to be a team that had a really, really good defense. Their offense came out spectacular the first three drives. And, if I could make a comparison, it's almost like this game was similar to the App State game, except the App State game, we were on the winning side, but we got dominated by yards. This game, we dominate yards, time of possession, everything that you want to do. We just come up short on the winning side. And, again, it just goes to show you, when you have the ball down in the score zone, you've got to score. And so I think I just think bottom line from the game is we left too many points out on the field. And, obviously the pick six doesn't help. Things just seemed like they were going by way of Louisiana Tech a lot of the night. I don't think the officiating crew was great. They ended up getting some of the calls right after they've gone to review. It was just kind of an odd game overall, where you have such a great night with yards, but again, you're a 10-point loss right on the road to a team that I didn't think would beat us. But hey, I think they surprised a lot of folks.
Lee, it's easy to criticize. If you hadn't been in the game playing it, it's a lot different. But I've heard a lot of people say they thought that the quarterback play was a little tentative. There were times where the quarterback could have gotten first downs, maybe even scored, but elected not to. What goes on in your mind when you're in the middle of an action like that? You got to make that split second decision. Do I just tuck it and run? Do I throw the football? And your observation of Braylon Braxton's effort in that regard Saturday night?
Well, on one hand, I felt like Braylon Braxton had a really good game. On the other hand, I think you're right. He made some decisions that just weren't great for Southern Miss, and most of that came down in the score zone. I felt like there were times when he tried to shovel the pass forward, and I don't know if that came from the sideline and that's what they wanted to do, or if he kind of had a run pass option. I felt like, yeah, he could have kept it there. And not even his fault on the second and goal line, the third and goal line, the fourth and goal line, three opportunities not to punch it in. So that was disappointing as well. But yeah, I felt like there were times, and he was chased pretty much you know, all night long. I felt like Louisiana Tech had a really good plan. They were able to get to him. He avoided, you know, several sacks in the backfield. But, yeah, I just felt like his decision-making wasn't great. I feel like when he got back to campus, he and Coach Anderson, I feel like they sat down, they went over the tape and got things corrected, and I think it'll be different this week.
Lee, do you think any of this has to do with the fact that, you know, he was playing from behind? Whenever you've got that I've got to score and you make those decisions in crunch time, you know, talk us through that.
I mean, I feel like if it's late in the game, possibly, you know, but we were never truly out of this game early. Yeah, they scored in their first three possessions, and, yeah, on the road, that kind of does set you back a little bit. But, you know, I think Coach even told him at the half, he's like, hey, we need to play one play at a time, one drive at a time, and one score at a time. And, you know, you're not going to get it back in one play and in one drive. I just think it's a deal where you have to use the longevity of this game. And I feel like the defense gave us many opportunities. They shut them out the second half. We just couldn't get anything going as far as into the end zone. I mean, we came up, we had 3 points until the late touchdown. Yeah, it's just very disappointing that they just couldn't punch it in. So I don't think it was because we're playing behind, because that was pretty early in the game. But I don't know what was going through his head, to be honest.
Anytime you're at war, Lee, you want to have the element of surprise. And this is not necessarily a Southern Miss question, but a football question. Teams get down on the 1 yard line or closer, and they all are going to just, you know, try to stuff it through the middle. I get what the numbers say, but when the other team is expecting you to do that, why don't teams come up with the element of surprise and pass the ball or roll the quarterback out or do something like that when they're expecting you to run it? So I just don't understand why teams get conservative in those situations.
Yeah, if you've got a guy that can run the football like we do in Braylon, I feel like that is something. And again, maybe Coach Anderson's kind of thinking that today too, but I feel like in the heat of the battle, you know, when you have it second and goal line, you've got to say, hey, I just got to have confidence in my offensive line that they're going to get a little bit of a surge to where we can push forward. But again, I just felt like Louisiana Tech was a little better, especially on that possession. And yeah, probably because they knew it was coming, they were able to load the box, you know, load the front of the offensive line. But again, you've got to have confidence in your O-line to get a little bit of a surge.
All right, so the Gamecocks come in here this weekend, and they are run heavy. Most people would think if you can contain the run, you've got a chance to beat this team. What say you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think defensively, you know, we're playing pretty good at certain times. And yeah, we've got to be able to load the box and stop the run for sure. I mean, this is obviously, we're a new team from last year, but this was probably, you know, our worst performance of the year was we went to Jacksonville State last year. So I know we've watched that tape. We've thought about that game, and we know we need to make a difference here at home. And I think we will. So obviously we will, you know, one, yes, you got to stop the run, but two, this is a team you just on the road. They want to come in here and try to bust our bubble. They know they've done it once before, and they're going to try it again.
Every quarterback has to have an offensive line, Lee. Your observation of how this one is playing.
For this upcoming weekend, you mean?
You know, overall, how do you see the offensive line for Southern Miss playing and protecting Braylon Braxton?
I mean, I'd say probably maybe a B-. I don't think it's been great up front. When you've got a guy that can scramble, he's able to make things happen with his legs, and therefore you don't see as many sacks as other teams might because he's able to avoid the rush. But yeah, I feel like he's very good when he's able to stand in the pocket on both feet, step into his throw, and yeah, we've got to give him time. And two, you've got to be able to open up the running game as well. I mean, Saturday we rushed for a little over 120 yards. I'd love to see us do a little bit more of that. We were a little banged up at the running back position. Pittman didn't play as well, so hopefully he'll be back. And I think if we can run the football, that'll open up the pass, and that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, that's always important. Did you see the football game last night by any chance?
I did not. I apologize.
Well, the Detroit Lions just mashed the Baltimore Ravens, and they just have this massive wall of offensive linemen that destroy everybody in their path. How much fun would it be to play behind an offensive line like that, Lee, that was just big, strong, and just better than everybody on the field?
We could ask Joe Burrow that, too.
No, you couldn't.
No, I mean, that's fantastic because, yeah, that gives you a push up front. They open up running lanes, and they protect the quarterback in the pocket as well. And, hey, I'm a guy that liked to stand in the pocket when I was playing. I wasn't a guy that liked to get out of the pocket. So, yeah, anytime – you've got five big guys up front creating a pocket for you. That's
pretty good.
What I like.
Well, just so you know, before I let you go, once again yesterday, Marshant Kenny took credit for all your success. And I think that's become a weekly thing with him, Lee.
No, I think so. I mean, you got to give Marshant credit for everything. I mean, he's the face of Southern Miss, especially back in the late 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Was he shy back then like he is now?
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, you could just say, hey, the size of his neck roll. Kind of is the kind of player and person he was.
Always good having you on the show, my friend.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Lee Roberts, everybody. Yeah, Marshant Kenny. Well, have you ever seen a grown man wearing a Partridge Family T-shirt with pants that have a matching stripe to his red shoes?
No, but I can tell you this. There's only one man that can pull it off.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. This is a fine young man here.
Would you like a shirt like that?
I'd love one.
Would you? Yeah.
And look at his nose grow as he says that.
I could pull it off. I could pull it off.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This second segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Eagle Tire West. You can see it right there on Highway 98 as you are working your way west in the Hattiesburg area. New ownership and a place so good that Goodyear has named a tire after the store, the Goodyear Eagle. Eagle Tire West, owned and operated by Southern Miss fans. Complete car care at Eagle Tire West. The Eagle tires are what they put on the Indy cars when they go in for their pit stops and stuff. The Goodyear Eagles. Joining us now here in the studio, we're pleased to report, Neftali Alvarez. Nefta, as he's known, back from his native Puerto Rico, is actually going to turn around and go back in just a day or two playing professional basketball now in Puerto Rico after his time at Southern Miss. Came in to work out with the guys a little bit, and again headed home in a couple days. Good to see you, Nefta. You look good. You've dropped about 20 pounds. Tell us about all that, first of all.
Man, first of all, thank you for the invitation to be here. You know, I'm always glad to be part of anything that had to be with a Golden Eagle. Man, I'm happy. You know, I start my pro career in Puerto Rico. Everything went great, thank God. I just came to Hattiesburg for 2 weeks, you know, to work out with Todd. I really trust what he does. I mean, I was injured for a couple of years, and he was the one who was there for me, you know, trying to get me going on the basketball game.
And actually, when you were at Southern Miss, the big ankle injury, the foot injury, everybody was always worried about when you were going to be able to return. But now the foot and the ankle are okay, but you tore your ACL.
Nah, yeah. Thank God, I mean, my foot has been good. Like, since last year in Southern Miss, I never had any issue with it. I went to Puerto Rico this year to play pro and never had any issue with it. But unfortunately, I turned my ACL by the end of the season. But thank God I'm back. I'm just working out, you know, my game and doing a lot of lifting, like weight room, you know. I lost 20 pounds.
Trying to get right, trying to get ready, huh?
And I'm trying to get ready, you know. I really did good. Thank God I did good in Puerto Rico. I just got injury by the end of the season.
We were talking a little bit beforehand about the differences between American, the NBA, and then just the European League, the Puerto Rico, just different leagues out there. How is it different, the game itself, whenever you go from America to another country?
To be honest, Puerto Rico is kind of similar than here, you know. The game is basically the same thing, you know, like it's all about your skill, one-on-one and everything. But like the difference between Puerto Rico and here is the transition from college to pro, you know, where pro you need to know how to play basketball, you know. There's no time for you. I mean, there's always time for you to learn, but when you get to the pro game, you already need to know how to play, where to be. You know, it's not about one-on-one. It's all about the group, the collective.
How good you can actually play the game with each other.
Exactly, how good you can play with each other, how you connect with your teammate. Man, it's a transition from college and playing with no kid, but you know, like young guys.
Right, right.
And then you go to pro, and then you playing with old people, like 36, 35.
People that know the game and can play it.
Yes, and they don't really play with him, you know, like is win or die there.
Right.
I don't know if Bob heard that when you play with old guys that are 35 or 36.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, of course.
You know, those veteran players that they've been like all over the world.
Sure.
They know what to do. Their ethic of work is way different, you know?
And not to make it a long thing, but hey, quickly name three things that are kind of similar Puerto Rico to Hattiesburg that made it made the transition as easy as you've told me it is.
Like basketball wise,
just personal life, you moving from Puerto Rico, you coming here 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, I was here for 3 years.
So you got here what, 21?
22 actually.
22.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we're talking about like personal, it's like how people treat you here, you know. Like when I first came to Hattiesburg, like people always treat me nicely, you know, like good people. And it's the same thing back home, you know. You go to your country,
yeah,
and everybody's gonna treat you like that. Basketball wise, I feel like the way Jay Lander, Coach Juan, when he was here, Nick, say what they did with us, that they really work with us for the next level, not only for college.
Right.
So when I get to my first pro career, first pro team, like I already knew what I was supposed to do.
Right, right. You were almost veteraned, as you could say, just a little bit, because of the knowledge that you've learned here at Southern.
Exactly, yeah. I think Southern Miss prepared me a lot to the next level.
Neftali Alvarez is with us, former guard for the Southern Miss basketball team, heading back to his home area of Puerto Rico not long ago, or soon after, actually, the next couple of days. I always love to name drop Nefta, and nobody ever believes me when I say, you know, Nefta and Bad Bunny are tight. But that's true. I mean, goes back to your late father established a relationship, right?
Yeah, yeah. Then to my father, like, I get to meet Bad Bunny a couple times. We get to talk. And actually, when I went home after my dad passed away, like, 2 years ago, we shared some words. You know, he told me to keep it going, like no matter what happened to me, you know. And like I always say, like everybody goes through stuff, you know. You just gotta be tough, and I take his advice and keep it going.
Yeah, and he's now actually a pro sports owner. Bad Bunny is Pitbull. Is in the NASCAR racing scene.
Yeah, Bad Bunny actually have a basketball team in Puerto Rico in the league that I'm playing, and a great team actually.
I was just gonna say they've won what 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean they didn't won the team who won it was Yadier Molina with Bayamón, and they actually won this year again.
Did you just say Yadi again?
Yeah, Yadier Molina.
So off the air, I was asking him, my favorite player of all time, Yadier Molina.
Yeah.
2011, me and my dad were actually at the game six when Freeze hit the homer in the 11th to win it.
Yeah. Well, they have
Yadi was the catcher for.
They have to do something with all that money,
right? Right? Why not go buy a team?
So when the basketball career is over, whenever that is, Nifta, then what?
To be honest, I don't know yet. Like, I actually want to focus right now on my basketball career. Of course, like I'm trying to make money, because I have some plan that I want to do back home. You know, where I grew up. I'm trying to help some kids. You know, I feel like where I grew up, it was basically the hood, and I know there's a lot of young players that they came to the state and show what they got. You know, so I have one of my biggest plan is go there, build like a school or something where I can help those type of kids.
And what will you take away most from your years at Southern Miss?
I feel like I grow a lot here, not only as a basketball player, but also as a person. My discipline when it get better, you know, like my ethic of work, like as a basketball player, but also like I wasn't a kid who get well alone, like around people. And if there's something that Southern Miss teach me, it was that. Like, you know, like I grow as a person.
You got to actually work out with the team a little bit.
I work out with the guys on Friday. Friday.
And it's kind of weird because you haven't been gone long, but you look out there and don't recognize hardly anybody.
Yes.
Did you take them to school or what?
I actually went to practice today to see the guys because I'm not very familiar with a lot of them. You know, we have a lot of transfers, but I was there. I was trying to see what they got. I'm trying to support the team. You know, they still have a coach, Jay Landner, who was the one who gave me the opportunity to come to Hattiesburg. So I will always beat a Golden Eagle.
Well, it's not all, you might not have heard of them, but I think they probably have heard of you. And the whole Cardona experiment where he brought players, you know, from the Miami area, that added a certain element to Southern Miss basketball that I think people really enjoyed.
No, yeah. I think what Cardona brings here the last 2-3 years, you know, like a lot of guys from Miami, a lot of us who speak another language like Spanish, you know.
He brings the freaking energy is what he brings.
Yeah, he be like his energy, you know, is crazy.
That guy's the glue.
That Cuban coffee didn't.
That
didn't
guy's
hurt
the glue. Yeah.
So, well, Nifta, we want to wish you nothing but the best. Of course, thank you for actually coming to the studio today, and we're always going to remember you and your contributions here at Southern Miss. And we know whatever you touch is going to turn to gold. And give your mom our best. And thanks again for coming.
Amen. Thank you.
Bob, 35 or 36, old.
Time to go to the nursing home. I'm telling you. Thanks a lot for that, Nathalie. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad you're with us, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every day. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great baseball, softball training, great adult training, sports, any sport, no matter what your sport is. They can just make you better at DBAT on Hardy Street, and we appreciate all they do. Hey, don't forget that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but the most important player on the team is you. You should get an annual physical. You should always exercise, and you should be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care, and it's right here at home, foresthealth.org. And want to say hello to our wonderful friends at MCS Home Center for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, it's at MCS Home Center, 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Dema Mixon covers football media day for us every Tuesday. He just got out of that session on the campus, and I heard what you said. Interesting. Coach was asked about the quarterback and maybe some of the indecision Saturday night. Dema, and what was the answer?
Yeah, you know, I thought that he made some interesting points there. You know, he kind of made a joke to start it by saying, you know, that we think he has a joystick on the sideline or whatever, but he did go in later and talked about instinct and didn't want to take that away from Braylon and didn't want to just, you know, show him the film and say, you should have ran here, you should have ran there. He doesn't want to take away his instinct. But he did say that Braylon said after watching the film that there were a couple plays he should have just lowered his head and run the ball in. And I think that was pretty clear from all of us who watched the game on Saturday that there were just so many opportunities where you thought that Braylon could utilize his legs where he didn't. Another really interesting point was, you know, it was a lot of the talk today was about preparation. And when I talked to Coach Huff after the game on Saturday, because I was in Ruston, he said to me, interestingly enough, that he thought this would happen on, like, the Wednesday before. He thought that the team wasn't prepared enough. And Chris Jones echoed that in the post game as well by saying, you know, Coach Huff told us Wednesday, Thursday that, you know, he didn't think we were prepared enough to win this game. And so I talked to Elijah Metcalf after we talked to Coach Huff, and I said, hey, you know, did he tell y'all that? What was kind of y'all's response? And he said, yes, he told us that. And us as a team was kind of like, I don't know. We kind of feel like we are prepared. So they almost, like, in a way, didn't listen to him in a way. And I said, well, now that you saw that, you know, Coach Huff knew that this was going to, you know, you were going to go up there and get beat or whatever, does that kind of change your mindset? And he said, yes. And so Coach Huff said today that they had the best practice that he's had all fall yesterday. So I think overall it was a very positive learning experience for the team who's still learning, trying to learn how to win. But I think that was the most interesting part of the press conference, that Huff knew that they were going to lose, like, last week, early in the week. He told the team that they did lose, and now, you know, they're trying to prepare better for Jacksonville State, which, as y'all mentioned earlier in the program, really good team coming in here this weekend.
They're definitely a good team, but I think after coming off a loss the way it happened, I think it's going to be a one-way trip.
You
but
make,
hey, here's
you
the,
make it a prediction here, Graham Crawford.
I mean, I certainly will, but I know I'm kind of biased. But I want to go back to Braylon Braxton. You're talking about Coach Huff. This is something that I want to ask Coach Huff personally. He's had him for, what, 3 years, right? Coach Huff, Braylon Braxton, they've been with each other. I'm sure there has been a point in time where Braylon Braxton did the exact opposite of what he did on Saturday, and there were repercussions. That's what I don't think anybody is seeing. I've not personally watched film from Marshall of the past, but I can just about assure you there has been times that during a similar situation, he's tucked it and tried to be the hero. And at some point, Coach Huff said, look, dude, you're going to break your neck. Like, I need you to be healthy, because without a quarterback, we can't play. So I need you to eat these. So during those pressure moments, like, I think it's not necessarily him being scared, him being passive. It's, I've been yelled at so many times because I know if I get hurt trying to do something not stupid to score, that's not what I'm saying, but if you have the opportunity to give the ball up on somebody else that's in the end zone, do it. Like, it's obvious. So I think that we're putting so much emphasis on Braylon Braxton not doing something when you don't know the past. Because I'm just about can tell you, Coach Huff at some point has said, dude, you gotta chill out a little bit.
Dema, what's the situation with Pittman? I know he doesn't dwell on injuries or things like that, but what's the status of Pittman going forward?
Yeah, he's good to go this week. I think from what I've been able to gather, it was actually more of I think it was more of a disciplinary issue than an injury issue. From what I've understood, again, I don't want to speculate, but that's what I've understood. He was at the game on Saturday with his helmet and all this. He was dressed out. You know, there was nothing that he was running. I didn't see anything in pregame that told me that he was not going to start until the actual start of the game. But yeah, Cuff confirmed that. There should be all systems go with him. And Doc Chapman, who took a hit in that game kind of late into the second quarter, I think, kind of knocked him out. It was that targeting call that Louisiana Tech, you know, got called on them for their best safety. It looks like he's good to go as well this week.
All right, Dima, when you look at the schedule, after the Gamecocks come in here on Saturday, then it's all conference games the rest of the way for Southern Miss. Did Coach Huff indicate any aspect of the team that is just not up to par when it comes to being ready for conference play?
We didn't really get into conference play. I mean, they're really focused on getting a win here against Jacksonville State. But, a lot of the conversation was about preparation and making sure that they're ready to play, because I feel like they think they have, you know, and with all due respect to Louisiana Tech, I mean, when you look at the box score and you see, like, there's no reason Southern Miss should have lost that game.
Right.
Like, from what they were able to do on offense, the way the defense responded, I mean, I don't think Louisiana Tech even had 100 yards of total offense in the second half. So I think, you know, it was more of a, you know we're better than that. We're going to show it this week against Jacksonville State. Because as you remember, guys, the trip to Jacksonville State last season did not pan out well for the black and gold. That was pretty much the start of where we all knew that season was headed, where they went over there to I forget where Jacksonville State even is, but
it's in Jacksonville, you know, Alabama.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, and
not Florida.
You know, just got clobbered, 44-7. I think was the final score, and so there's a part of that where I think they want to get that right. But again, Jacksonville State, I think they're just as good, if not better, than Louisiana Tech. So it's still going to take a complete game for the Golden Eagles to get the ship right. And I think it would be big for them to get a win here on Saturday, because then you go into the bye week and then you play that midweek game on the road at Georgia Southern, which really starts the back half of the schedule that, you know, it's crucial. And obviously Southern Miss right now 1-0 in conference, so they still have a lot of, you know,
they've got everything out there. Their whole season sitting in front of them. That's the games that matter. It's the conference games.
Yeah.
We're trying to win a conference championship here.
Right. Hey, final question, Dima. I know a couple weeks ago Coach Huff talked a lot about fans getting there. I think it was probably some disappointment in the last home crowd. Did he talk about that at all and the importance of fans being here Saturday night to support the team?
No, he did not. He did not mention the fans or anything like that. There wasn't really any questions about that. You know, I hope it's a good crowd, but I have my doubts just based on, you know, who else was playing in the state that day. But, yeah, no, I hope there's a decent crowd. It is a 6 p.m. kick at least, so it's not in the blazing sun. But, no, he didn't mention it.
All right, real quick, were you able to grab us some interviews that we can tease for the rest of the week?
Yep, you'll be able to hear from Bradarius Lewis and Kyron Heath later this week. Got to sit down with them and talk to them, so they'll be on the show later in the week. And yeah, so it was a good day overall. I think they know what they did wrong, and I really feel like you'll see a different team. But I don't necessarily think they played horrible. They just really just couldn't score, Yeah, so I know
you're going to go. All right. All right, Dima, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Dima Mixon, everybody, from the Southern Miss campus. Quick reminder, as we head to break, we're back on the road Friday. Bocoma Casino up in Sandersville. We'll be talking about the sports book up there, and should be fun. We hadn't been there in a while, and we're grateful that they've invited us back up.
Well, Dima asked me one time, he says, how's it come everybody at Bocoma knows you, Kelly, by your first name? And I said, could be that I frequented a casino every now and again.
There's actually a little Southern Miss magic that happens at the
Bocoma.
Yeah, a little tradition.
Well, we'll have to one fill
day.
Us in on that
one day.
That'll be this Friday, 1 o'clock. We hope you'll tune in. Want to remind you as we head to break about our podcast. We're very proud of it. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. All you have to do is ask. I even laid in my bed the other night and found us on YouTube TV. Now, that's just kind of weird.
When
when you're scanning through TVs and channels and you find your podcast.
Can I tell YouTube Alexa, TV? Can I yell, I'm like, can I listen to Kelly Sander and it just pops up?
If you say Kelly Sander's name to Alexa, it shuts down.
Okay.
Like women in real life do.
As a matter of fact, when you say Kelly Sander's name, for some reason, pictures of Zac Efron pull up.
Coincidence?
Does he have a Partridge Family t-shirt? I don't know.
It's on Facebook.
Envy, Bob. Envy.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar Grill sponsors this segment of Super Talk Eagle Hour. That's because it's the fourth segment. It's a great place to go for lunch, for dinner. Catch the ball game this weekend if you choose to do that. I'm guaranteeing you they'll have it on. Probably football all weekend because there is a lot of college football taking place this weekend. Hey, Mo Bay Beignet Company is a great place for dessert, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. Mo Bay Beignet Company, Hattiesburg, is their official website, and the food is always good and delicious and cooked to order at Mo Bay Beignet Company. We're grateful to them for all they do. All right, Graham Crawford, spring baseball is underway. You were just kind of explaining things to me. You gradually get your pitchers back on the mound. You gradually, and it's all inning and pitch-based right now.
Yeah, it's all pitch-count-based. Like, you're not going to run your Friday night guy out there for three innings. It's not going to happen. There's no point in it. What you're going to do is you're going to have those guys that are new, guys that maybe freshmen, transfers, and everybody's going to try to keep it around that 30-pitch limit. And you're going to try to have 6 to 7-inning scrimmages three days a week so you can get guys. If you're cruising along less than 15, 20 pitches, you're going to go – the next inning, but everybody's going to keep it under 30.
And really, the fall, Graham, is more for the new guys than anybody else.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think you know what you've got with the returners, especially the guys that have already made a name for himself. Like, Colby Allen's not going out there trying to pitch for a starting spot. You know, that's not really the case. But what he is doing is showing those guys, hey, this is what it takes. This is what Southern Miss is in the fall. If you want to be here, this is what it looks like.
Because, you know, coaches often kick themselves in the tail if they throw – one of their stalwarts out there, and then they get hurt.
Right.
And you're going, why was he even out there? We know what he can do.
Right, and it's one of those things that it's kind of – injuries happen.
Sure.
You know, you can't really dictate injuries, but the fall is definitely the time that, hey, aches, pains, unless you are trying to win that position, like you said, one of those new guys, one of those transfers, there's no point in pushing the needle.
Right.
Not when nothing counts now.
Right.
All right, Graham Crawford, I want to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of friends who one his daughter's son plays Little League baseball. I'm talking Little League baseball, 7-8 years old. got another friend whose daughter-in-law and son do that. And I can't help but observe that it is baseball all summer long. Now it's fall baseball. In other words, it's just a year-round cycle. Coaches tell us that is not a good thing. As a former D1 player yourself, what do you say about that?
Oh, I can talk about this all day. So I know when I was coming up, travel ball was just now becoming a thing. It was all rec league based. So you played, you know, from March till March, April, May, and then, you know, you had your all-star team. But then you had travel just kind of became a deal at that time, kind of 2008 and up. So you would play up until the end of the summer. And what happened was now everybody wanted to play baseball, so now everybody's starting to just have teams for people that parents are going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. For some, they just will.
It's money-making
now. It's straight money-making. Yeah. That's what it is. Playing baseball year-round is not good for anyone, not professional athletes, especially not eight-year-olds. There's no point in – have fun. Learn to play wiffle ball. Play basketball, soccer, football, tennis. Play every sport you can.
And here's something else about the fall that a lot of these coaches and parents don't realize. The best athletes are playing football and soccer in the fall. So they go win
soccer?
All these – yeah, so they go win all the – soccer's big.
Soccer?
So they go and they win these fall tournaments, and they're on Facebook showing their
Wouldn't
rings.
Wouldn't they play a real sport in the fall? Like football?
Let me tell you something. You know,
soccer?
Great for cardiovascular.
Soccer?
If there's anybody that knows anything about running, it's me.
I tell Graham Greaves with me by the look on his face.
Any soccer kind of other sport, I'll tell you this. Every single sport has a completely different athletic ability, almost.
But you guys can laugh all you want, but the number one participation sport among children these days is soccer.
Yes, it is. I think it's worldwide, too. And I think soccer, believe it or not, I was never a big soccer player, but I wish I was because of how much better it would have made footwork.
But to finish the point that I was making earlier, you win these tournaments in the fall, they mean nothing because the best athletes are playing football and soccer. So in the spring, when those guys come back, you know, you won all these tournaments, and then in the spring you get clobbered.
You got to reclassify as like AA, AAA, all this stuff.
Well, gosh, we won in the fall. Why didn't we win in the spring? It's because the athletes and players are better.
Well, that's interesting, and I appreciate you sharing that. But let me tell you what I've learned. There ain't no telling the parents that.
No. Can't tell them.
No,
they know.
No telling the parents that.
No, they know.
And one other news and notes that Major League Baseball has just announced today that next year, Graham Crawford, they are going to allow balls and strikes to be challenged.
Terrible decision.
Like outs. So they won't go to
a terrible
That
decision.
Hurts me that my son won't get to witness a manager run out of the dugout because the umpire's been screwing him all game. You know what I'm saying? And getting to argue that. It's going to take away arguments. It's going to take away the catching position, receiving balls. Because what does it matter if you catch it, make it look good? Because all you got to do is touch your hat or your helmet.
Framing goes away.
Gone. So now all you're going to do is have shortstops that can halfway block it and throw, which, I mean, it's kind of transitioning to that anyway. But still, it takes away the part of the game that everybody almost gets excited for.
It's a game played by humans. It should be officiated by humans.
Human error is needed in a game of failure.
It's a great game. Leave it alone. It's a great
Amen.
Game. Leave
Amen.
It alone.
How many days left, 100%. Bob, before baseball season?
One day closer.
One day closer.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll be one damn day closer
You're
tomorrow.
You're right about that.
Southern
to the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.